Hi, and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast is a mixture of short podcasts based on the blogs we have and longer podcasts, which will be interviews or discussion topics. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? Football, rugby, hockey, baseball. All of these are well-known team sports, and very obviously so. The whole team needs to play well, working together to allow the team to win. But what about diving? Where's the teamwork in that? Let's start with the basics. What do we mean by a team? Teamwork is when a group of people comes together to achieve a common goal, working interdependently and dynamically to achieve that common goal. So when we think about diving, what is our common goal? At the most basic level, it's simply to return to the surface safely without any physical or emotional harm. We rarely acknowledge that as a goal because we often have others, such as exploring a new place, photographing some creatures, or simply enjoying floating along in the water. But whether we say it or not, it's expected. And aside from solo dives, we're in a team, even if that's just a buddy pair. So by definition, we have a team. But how can we use that? Well, the most important part of any team is making sure the whole team knows what the goal is, what their role is, and how to communicate to share critical information in a timely manner. Think about your role at work. Hopefully, you know all of these three things. In diving, we take return to the surface as a given, although it's worth being reminded of sometimes. So it's important that everyone in the team knows the other reasons why we're diving. If one person is there to map out a dive site, while another is aiming to take photos of a certain species of fish, they may find that their goals aren't compatible. As for the role, who's leading the dive? Is that the same person who's navigating? How about checking no decompression limits or deco schedules? Making sure everyone knows their roles can stop confusion later. If we just assume that someone else is navigating while we've got our eyes and brains firmly fixed on the photos that we're taking, then it's very easy to end up getting lost when we realize that our buddy thought we were the ones navigating. When it comes to communication, we have lots of barriers in place that can make things difficult. Listen to last week's Dummies blog about communication for more information. So it's really important that we all understand the same signals. It's also important that everyone feels okay speaking up if they don't understand something or if they think something is wrong. The best time to discuss all of these things is during the briefing, and the best time to learn if things didn't go as expected or weren't understood is during the debrief. Debriefs are really important to help the team learn and improve. It can be tough to speak up, especially if team members think there's a big difference in status between them, such as when a student is diving with an instructor. A well-run debrief where people feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and mistakes can really help a team to improve, and that starts with the leader creating that environment. More about this in the next blog. The final and possibly most important part of teamwork is trust. A team can't progress without it, but it's one of the most difficult things to develop. Trust needs to be built slowly, which is why teams or buddy pairs who dive together often are stronger than newly formed teams or buddies who've only just met. In the show notes of this blog, you'll find a link to a series of four blogs about how to do exactly this. As an instructor, I frequently have students who've never met each other before the course starts. Today was just such a day. Luckily, they got on and worked together well. It doesn't always go like that, however. On one particularly memorable course, I had a married couple, along with a third student who they'd only just met. On day one, it became clear that there were problems within the team. The new student got on very well with both of the others, but the married couple, well, one of them admitted to me later that they had already started discussing divorce. Unfortunately, the lack of trust between them was clear, especially underwater. This meant that if one of them made a decision, the other didn't always want to do as they'd said. Also, when one made a mistake, the other wouldn't help them in any way. I did my best to keep all debriefs constructive and stop them from just throwing blame at each other, instead trying to keep them focused on how to improve. It was definitely the most difficult course I've ever run, not helped by having to fail one of the couple as they hadn't reached all the performance requirements, a situation which I'm sure didn't help their marriage. However, I learnt a lot about how important trust is in a team and how sometimes it's better to split up a team that isn't working, especially if it's due to longer-term problems, as in this case. In summary, A team is a group of people working together to achieve a common goal. Briefs and debriefs help the team to share a mental model, meaning they can learn faster from each other. And finally, trust is possibly the most important element of teamwork. Without it, a team will end up working against each other instead of with each other. See you next time for the next blog in this Dummies series, all about leadership. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.